Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 22nd day of August, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we have just got so much incredible news to cover. The TSA is showing up now on more street corners. TSA rifles through bags, conducts pat-downs at Paul Ryan event. They're now showing up, ladies and gentlemen, at train stations, bus stations, highways. They're now showing up at school proms in places like New Mexico. It is all off the chart what's happening. We've got so much news. It's just crazy federal goons out of their jurisdiction that aren't even sworn or bonded, violating the Fourth Amendment that even police can't do. God help us. This is so horrible. Steve Watson has an article on that, and I saw that earlier today, and it hit me like a ton of bricks, and then I've kind of forgotten about it. And then I'm just sitting here looking at computer screens, scrolling through headlines of Infowars.com. And a lot of times I'll be sitting there while a guest is talking or something's going on. They'll walk in and drop some new news in front of me, and I just go into a tailspin. And I was thinking about that today. How do I deal with this? How do you deal with this? You've got engineered economic collapse. You've got open calls for giant wars in Syria and with Iran. You've got the police being trained to basically see the American people as their enemy. We've got incredibly immoral global mega corporations running our lives who are totally ruthless. And it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. So we're going to go over Steve Watson's report on that front. Very, very chilling. And there's photos and videos of it. Government agents moving out of airports into the streets. Again, I told you 10 years ago this was coming, but it's actually happening. It's so evil. And the Texas legislature tried to stop it, and the feds threatened an armed blockade, and it wasn't even really news. It was in the news, but, oh, we'll put F-16s in the air to shoot down aircraft that come into your state. I mean, just such terrorists. So that article's up at Infowars.com and PrisonBunny.com. Supporters fear Facebook, Marine being disappeared, the guy that talked about 9/11 truths, they came and grabbed him and drug him away. There's video of that. Man kicked off a flight over anti-TSA shirt. Yeah, you don't have First Amendment. And what do you think this is, America? The MF Global Magical Mystery Tour, again, federal court ruling that they can take your private bank accounts. That's just the way it is. Continuing here. We're going to get to a whole plethora of important news. And then I told you that this was coming. This is from Reuters, because to a great extent, DARPA is headed up by MIT. And MIT said, first time I read it about 15 years ago, in the future, you'll have smart meters that run all the appliances in your house and track you. And all the cars will have satellite tracker boxes that actually control the car. And basically, robots will run and drive everything that are pre-programmed and controlled by the globalist. Well, here it is. U.S. testing talking cars to avoid crashes, congestion, and the things track you and control you. So, and then if you're against this, they say, oh, you're a Luddite. You're against technology. No, I like technology. It's the globalists are designing all of this and selling it to us under one name, but we're paying for all of the backdoor tech and tracking systems that are really meant to enslave us. Okay, it's a total surveillance grid. It's a hellish system. We have to make a decision as citizens, as consumers, to vote with our dollars and vote with our feet and say no, 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 no. We'll be right back. Huge amounts of news and your phone calls. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Liberty and resistance to tyranny. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones of Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Our news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and we're streaming video of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a radio listener and hear me say, put this up on screen, let's play that clip, let's do that, it just adds an added level of documentation. I started doing this, taping the radio show, and it was live, and then airing it on local cable access because people wouldn't believe me when I would have an Associated Press article that said the Federal Reserve had been caught shipping in, you know, 3 tons of pure cocaine into San Antonio. I would read a headline like that, and people wouldn't believe it. Or I'd read an article out of Newcastle, PA, where a man yelled back at a police dog that was in a Walmart parking lot that was barking at him, so he was arrested for assaulting an officer verbally. People didn't believe that when I was on the radio. So I started Infowars.com in 1997. It's already been on the air a few years because people didn't believe articles I was reading. I would go down to the local periodical news shop. It was called News. One half of the store was periodicals from all over the country. The other half was porn. But just in 1995, 96, most of the internet didn't have a lot of news on it. They had like the Drudge Report and stuff that would link to reports, or he'd write about reports, but you know, mainstream news didn't even really have websites then that had much news. So you'd have to, you know, I go to Barnes & Noble sometimes. They had a small periodical area, but it wasn't updated like news, a local place in Austin. I would go in there every day. So I had a six-day-a-week radio show by 1997, and the point is I would go and clip out all these articles and come on air and cover it, and people would just say, oh, that's not true. So I started scanning them in and started doing things like that at InfoWars.com, and that's how it was born. And so that's why we stream video. And now, of course, most talk shows, you know, they started 10 years ago having a webcam or something, but we have a five-camera shoot in here and so much more. So that's why it's important to become members of PrisonPlanet.tv, because then you can see the daily radio show and the nightly news show and all the films and 17 years of material that we've uploaded up on the site. We've had PrisonPlanet.tv for 9.5 years now. I digress, though. That is not what I meant to get into here at the start of the broadcast. Incredible news that we're going to be breaking down on so many fronts. Just when you thought you'd heard it all with the TSA is now at campaign events. TSA rifles through bags, conducts pat-downs at Paul Ryan event. So they're now at Santa Fe proms. By the way, people won't believe that. Type in TSA. Judge rules TSA must be at Santa Fe prom. They're now popping up in Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. I'm told by my police sources that the next few months they'll be here in Austin. The Army, I didn't get it on tape, but I talked to a police officer friend of mine up in Temple last week, ran another checkpoint on the highway. We've gotten it on tape twice, but this time we didn't get it on tape. So that's all going on. It's nice to have Army checkpoints 200 miles from the border. It's just they're really ratcheting things up. We've got robot cars to take over. You won't be allowed to drive your own car soon. We've got just an absolute blitz of information, and no guests today until the last 30 minutes. It's funny I'm mentioning Access TV. Linda Latowski, who's a nice lady who worked at Access, I don't know, 30-something years ago, the 40th anniversary of Austin Access Television. You're like, why do I care? This is a national show. I'm saying, why? Some of you are like, why am I covering this? Access Television was born in Austin, Texas, and they're trying to get rid of it. But the real reason we're having her on is just to talk about the fact that they tried to shut it down a few years ago until I discovered the fraud going on, and we got some of the folks to be sent to prison, and then Linda and others who'd been there decades ago were able to come back in and keep it afloat. So I want to talk about Access TV itself nationwide, still there, still a really good avenue for people to break into media, to get information out, to air films, to air material, where you're going to get an audience that really isn't getting their news from the web. I mean, in a big city like Austin, hundreds of thousands can see your show because they're surfing through basic cable. But in mega cities like New York, I mean, so many careers have been launched in comedy, news, you name it, with Access. So many people want to break into media. They go get a degree. They go labor for a decade at a radio station and get laid off, when instead you should start your own YouTube show. You should start your own blog radio show. You should start. Just do it. Do it for the passion, and you'll have success. All these other people get into Patriot Media trying to be big stars, and they're not successful because they want immediate success. You have to want to defeat the New World Order. And I know a lot of you do. So you're always asking me to do this or do that or hire you. I don't have the money. But I'm here telling you ways to get involved. So that's in the last 30 minutes of the show. Now, before I launch into news, and believe me, it is a lot here. And I want to talk about military suicides. We've talked about this quite a bit, but I want to really delve into it today. So I'm going to do that at the start of the next hour. I'm going to give the number out in a few minutes and really try to go to your calls early in this hour after I hit a smattering of some of the headlines that we have here. They're bringing in news so fast, making my head spin right now. This is a big issue, though. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, I have in my little hands the economic collapse. And today at the end of the show, we will send out an e-copy that you can flip just like a regular magazine or newspaper. I am going to be sending this out for people that sign up for free at Infowars.com/newsletter. You can just go to Infowars.com/newsletter and just put your email in. That's all I got to do. Hit submit. And today at 2 o'clock Central, That's 3 o'clock Eastern. We will send it out to anybody and everybody that has signed up to get a free copy. Now, here is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. We printed 50,000 copies at one printer that were put on the streets of Austin. It'll be the collector's edition with a typo on the cover. I love it. You gotta love it. But it's an incredible magazine. So much key information. We were going to print 20,000 copies to put one free in every order for books, videos, t-shirts, stuff at InfoWarsShop.com. And we figured that would be enough for people that wanted to buy them at cost in bulk, people who wanted them in their orders. Didn't happen. They all sold out last night. They all sold out. 20,000 copies, gone. Boom. 20,000. Bam. So, I knew there was a hunger for this because I had a hunger for it. I have a hunger for it, you have a hunger for it, because we're all the same. I mean, we're just humans that love freedom. I got your number, you got my number, we're on the same page. Doesn't it feel good? 20,000, bam, sold. So I don't know what to print. Do I print 20,000 more? 50,000 more? They're going to print them today. They're going to print them today. So we'll have them, so we're keeping the order stuff up there. If you want to order the new magazine, I'm making the executive decision. We're going to print 20,000 copies more, and that's it. Okay, 20,000 copies more, and that's it. And I did just raise the price a couple dollars on each bulk order because I did the math today. The computers can do it. We lost money because I just got they said yesterday, what do we put it in the cart? We've been asking you for a week. And I said, this number sounds good. That number sounds good. But after, but we factor in, on a 100 order or a 50 order or whatever, we factor in, what the shipping is. 100 of them is like 15 pounds. And I guess I miscalculated a bit because we're actually losing money on some of them. So I've upped them all, a 10 packs, no, not $9.95, it's $14.95. And then, we've upped them all a little bit just because we cannot even deal with it. We're going to have to probably hire 3-4 more shipping people part-time not part-time, full-time, but just as temporary, to be technical, just to get all these out. We've kind of created a crisis here. So that's why I'm saying I'm printing 20,000 more, and that's it. When it sells out, and undoubtedly it will, that's it, because I've got to make major changes, break down the numbers, look at it, to be able to even handle this. I mean, this is going big right now. 20,000, bam, in less than 12 hours. Bam, gone. Gone. 20,000, gone. So we're going to print 20,000 more. They were in there asking me seconds before I went live. 20,000 more, and that's it, because that's all we can handle. That's all we can handle, shipping out to people. It's caused, quite frankly, a disaster. But they're going to stay as late as it takes to get them all out to you. So, again, get your orders in now for the InfoWars magazine. I'm going to go to break and come back with all the news, but here's what it covers. The economic collapse. Where does money come from? Rome burned, will we? A brief history of false flag attacks. It's designed for the mainstream public who is unaware. This is a weapon to wake people up, folks. A brief history of false flag attacks. The shadowy Patsy rises again. Bank cartel conquers America. Liberty lovers listed as terrorists. Homeland Security. Obama jobs program. Haunted by Hitler, Gerald Celente article. The Second Amendment, Big Pharma exposed. UN uses China as launching pad for global one-child policy. Genetically modified apples are the newest GMO creation pushed on consumers. Ron Paul article, and just so much more is all here. My message to everybody about print 2.0, because look, print is dying because it's all run by globalists with a bunch of lies, because even globalist mainstream media is dying. Even globalist mainstream media is dying online because no one trusts you, no one likes you. And so, again, if you want to get the magazine, I suggest you order it right now because we're printing 20,000 more, and when they're gone, that's it. 20,000 sold in less than a day. 20,000 are probably going to sell in the next few days. If you want it, you've got to order it now. InfoWarsShop.com. In fact, there are the prices. A 10-pack is $14.95. Scroll down. We've got a 20-pack for $24.95. We've got a 50-pack for $54.95. And we've got a 100-pack for $99.95. You notice the one that went up the much was the 10-pack because the shipping and handling, it ends up, that's one we're really losing money on. So we went up on that more than the others. InfoWarsShop.com or sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter if you want your free copy in your inbox today at 2 o'clock. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind their brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. Boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down. Loaded up and
we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
A long way to go, and
Wow, where to begin? Coming up at the start of the next hour, I'm going to get into this report. U.S. Army grants $3 million for anti-suicide nasal spray research because the suicides are at all-time mega records, 7 to 8 times previous records. And I've got all the death statistics here from the Department of Defense, military personnel, and veteran suicide prevention graphs. We're going to be going over all of that, and I'm going to explain to you why this is happening. In fact, I'll go ahead and tell you the main reason. They're putting them on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that on the insert says destroys your lack of restraint. To where if you feel like killing yourself, you just do it. If you feel like killing others, you just do it. It is in the hallucinogen class. That's the biggest issue. Because Big Pharma runs things and runs the kook cult of psychiatrists and psychologists. They're going to keep doing this. And it's a cocktail of other reasons, but I always say something's coming up and then just get to it. I'm going to talk about all that in the next hour. Okay? Let's just do this. I get so wound up with all this news, and then I never even cover it because I get so upset. Let's just give the number out and take calls on whatever you want to discuss. Yesterday, I said I wanted to talk about the melting down economy, the preparations for collapse. Do you think there'll be a collapse? And almost none of the callers called in about that. They called in with their personal stories or whatever. I want to talk to the callers, but I want to hear your take on that. Your take is on the general craziness of the world. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I do have an angle on Prince Harry. Naked pictures at Las Vegas party with his friends. Yeah, those are real good friends that are taking pictures of you running around having an orgy. They're spinning it as a playing a naked game of pool, of billiards. In fact, don't even show the photos, guys. I don't want to show them on TV. And it just shows media control. If somebody the globalist didn't like was doing that, it'd be over for him. But the media's like, oh, what's the big deal? He's in Vegas. They're just playing a naked game of billiards, like strip poker. Yeah, that's why there's shots of him bending women over and having sex with them. I mean, that's what that is. You got a woman bent over. He's obviously having sex with her. She's penetrated. And normally, I wouldn't cover a piece of tabloid news like this unless there's a teaching point in it, a teaching moment. And you notice here, he's got a blonde bent over the table, having sex with her. That's what this is, the prince having sex with a woman. And they spin it. That's what spin is. Oh, it was just a fun naked game of pool at a private party called an orgy. The headline should be, Prince Caught in Orgy. Remember, a bunch of Republicans were out on a boat in Israel in the Mediterranean, and some of them didn't have swim shorts, so they discreetly, with towels at night, took the towels off and jumped in naked. Others were wearing their underwear, and the FBI investigated. Oh, my gosh, what's going on here? And again, I'm not even defending the Republicans. It just shows because the White House and Justice Department are a bunch of criminals who are political. They went after the Republicans for reportedly out of about 20 people, maybe one or two, stripped off naked. Well, yeah, when you're wearing a suit, you don't get in your underwear because then you're going to be wet when you get out. At night, I've swam naked in the ocean many times. I guess I'm evil. But the point is, I'm not even judging the prince. He's not even the prince. His mother was well-known, went out with an army officer, the spitting image of Prince Harry. Prince Charles has even been caught shooting his mouth off about it. It's just an example of media spin, and that's not our top story, but that's the first thing over here on my right-hand side of the stack. So I'm going to come back, run through some more of these. It's just an example of how they spin things. 800-259-9231. Americans toss out as much as 40% of their food, study says. Very wasteful. Man kicked off flight over anti-TSA shirt. California set to issue driver's license to young illegal immigrants. Yeah, that's happening everywhere. Robot to throw the first pitch at Detroit Tigers game. And soon you won't be able to drive your own cars. Dartmouth researchers develop slave collars for children.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I heard local talk radio reading out of the Houston Chronicle this morning, and it was the former, I guess she's current state rep, Susanna Hupp, doing the show along with the other host. And they were marveling and wondering aloud why $500 million a month in the state of Texas is given to people on Lone Star food stamp cards and why they can get $50 cash back each time they go and buy cigarettes and liquor with it. And how a state study showed the majority of it was going to illegal aliens, where the state is told to accept the fake tax ID numbers, and so an illegal can walk in with five fake numbers and get five cards right there. Illegals can drink and drive, and they're left alone. The list goes on and on, because they're God. The government wants them here to drive down wages and vote for gun control and the destruction of this country. They work for the collaborator globalists that have taken over the nation. But I sat there for 30 minutes driving into work, and they just couldn't figure out why this was happening. Why they're getting rid of our Social Security, we're going bankrupt, but tens of billions of dollars a month is in food stamps, and they're running ads saying, come get your food stamps. Even if you have a job, you probably qualify, because they want people dependent. And they want political armies that are dependent. Let me explain what this is. 5,000 years ago, let's pick a archaeological area. In the Tigris-Euphrates sector, they have found primitive pens and areas where humans began to domesticate, even before that, pigs and goats and sheep and horses and dogs and cats. And do you know how cultures domesticate animals? Well, one way to do it is to kill the parents and then hand-raise the young, bottle-raise the young. Or you can simply start bringing in animals and leaving food out for them, and then build a pen that they come into and eat out of. And then next time they come in to eat, you close the pen. Then you start hand-feeding them once they're starving. That's how you domesticate animals. And see, that's what this is domestication. And Homeland Security in the last 2 years has announced they've just legalized all the illegal aliens by fiat. Congress is doing nothing. Just like they're shutting down our power plants. Congress wouldn't pass the law to do it, so Obama just did it. And there's the Houston Chronicle. Food stamps hit record level in Texas. It's all over the country. And they will take your house if you haven't paid the property taxes. Well, most people paid for their houses, but they can't pay the property taxes because they're retired or whatever. And the property taxes on a small house are like $5,000-$6,000 in Austin, where I live, much higher in other areas of the country. And then when they just come and they auction off your house, and then they come with police who kill you if you try to resist. So they're killing people, killing them, if they don't pay their income tax to the private Federal Reserve, killing people if they don't pay the property tax that didn't exist till 60 years ago, killing people if they drive through a toll road without paying, the cops chase you down. You're lucky if they don't beat you half to death for it, because you're a piece of trash who's got to be kept in line. You're an American scum. You're a milk cow, slave, and you better learn it and get it through your head. But hey, boss, why do we care? We got plenty of food. Why do we want to gang up on all these ants? Because those ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, that will end our way of life. That is how this works. You know the movie Ants? Or is it Bug's Life? I forget. The point is, try to find that clip. I want to play that going out to break if we can. That's what we're dealing with here. And I see the cops all amped up, driving around their motorcycles, looking back and forth, and the cops all looking crazed, and it's like, man, you think you're in Fallujah, because they've been taught we're the enemy. But an illegal alien is the God. And I quite frankly am tired of it. And people say, oh, well, you just don't like the illegal aliens. Well, bingo. Yeah, I don't like the fact that they're teamed up with the globalists and above the law. And that they can start businesses and not pay taxes and get 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 welfare checks, because the system only lets them engage in the open fraud, and then drive around in giant brand new cars and have more than citizens do, only because they're there in that niche as a weapon to drive down wages. Because again, the system doesn't let citizens engage in that type of fraud. They throw the book at you. I mean, I saw that report that we could have broken. I'm just pointing out that we're here in Austin, that national story a few weeks ago, where the illegals, the IRS just gives them tax ID numbers, knowing as many as they want. Hey, you want 20 of those? And with each one, they get tax rebates. They get tax refunds. They get to sign up credit lines. And then they attach it to other people's Social Security numbers, and the banks accept that. They accept the fraud of the illegals. And now, California and a bunch of other states that already give more in-state tuition to illegals than they do people who are from the state, California is set to issue driver's licenses to young illegal immigrants. California is on the verge of allowing hunt. Well, Texas does that. I mean, they just give them to illegals, period. You can go in and get one. But if you're a citizen, you're treated like trash. You say, hey, why do I have to show 5 forms and thumb scan and all this? And she'll be like, trooper, I've been arrested going in there doing this. They'll come over and mow up and got a problem. This country's ours now, boy. It's ours now. We work for Goldman Sachs. Of course, they don't even know that. But that's the spirit of it. And California is on the verge of allowing hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants. They always start with one group to receive driver's license for the first time in nearly 2 decades. The key question is how to do it. They'll just do it like Texas and other states. I mean, hell, the police all over the country in 800-plus sanctuary cities already accept consular matriculas, and they've got consulates in Austin, in Houston, right here where I live. And I mean, if you go in there, it's pure nationalism. They teach in comic books that are handed out in Mexico that the Southwest belongs to Mexico, that white people are evil, and that the United States is going to be taken over. And again, this isn't even about Hispanics, whites. This is about a nationalism and a government that is being used by the globalists to help bring down the United States, help break down our culture and what we are, our diverse culture, with a bunch of nationalism, while the globalists are busy destroying Mexico as well, shipping the drugs into the country. And we shouldn't sit here and lie to ourselves about all this going on, but this is another example, just like they said we're going to stop deporting illegals. And now they just let them go. They let aggravated felons go. The government decides. That is the bureaucracy, not the Congress. They even used, remember that article of Fox News AP a few years ago? Illegals were hired to build the border fence that's just for show. It's a total for show. Build a few miles here, a few miles there. They put giant open gates on it for the wildlife to go through. I mean, it's a joke. It's a total sickening joke. And I just bring this up to illustrate what an out-of-control, lawless criminal system we have that ships drugs into the country, guns out of the country, and guns to drug gangs around the U.S., and it comes out in federal court and nobody gets in trouble. Because the public is in a zombie trance state medically. The average person medically has a lower brainwave operating system. You can pull up the articles on this than they had 20 years ago. They're at a near sleep state, a daydreaming state. You say people don't talk to each other anymore? People look like they're in a daze? They don't look like they're in a daze. They're in one. And that's why you basically got these sharks, these piranhas swimming around in our society, dealing with victims who don't even know who they are. And then you put combat veterans on a bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and they start killing themselves and their families. Because that's what the drugs are designed to do. I'm telling you, there's no limit to evil. When you give in to evil, like our culture has, the worst of the evil goes to the top immediately, and that's why suddenly it's black uniforms, burning cities, mass death, slave work brigades, because to the psychopaths, that's beautiful. Little kids starving to death, crying in a cage with pus coming out of their eyes is so beautiful to the New World Order. You can go look up articles about decadent art the elite buy. It's all dead children, maggots, dead bodies hanging in their private areas of their homes. Because this is who they are. They've come to kill. And they're killing everybody. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday before I go to your calls and the rest of the news. I'm going to cover this later in the second hour. About the, quote, stress vaccines that actually attack your brain so you can't feel emotion anymore. They're already testing these on the troops. They're testing all sorts of other drugs. And what's crazy is I went and saw a movie like the new Bourne film, The Bourne Legacy, and the whole thing beginning to end is totally accurate, exactly how things work. Never seen a movie like it. And what's crazy is everything in it is actually hidden in plain view, just compartmentalized. And we are in a softer stage of the brainwashing and chemical manipulation ourselves. But super soldiers, they train to be robotic and have super stamina and be able to operate two or three times longer. With us, we don't get the super soldier treatment. We get the estrogen mimickers, the toxins, the cancer viruses. So we're just addled and poisoned. So the globalist can operate with different treatments and avoidance schemes they have to be healthy while they sit there killing us. And even their minions aren't even part of this. They're compartmentalized. I'll tell you right now, somebody like Janet Napolitano, who's just busy all day running around, engaged in degeneracy, you know, with all her friends, she doesn't have even one half the image. I've run into top globalists before, and they know some of it, but they don't even know all of it because they're lazy. They've been put in positions because they follow orders and don't think. We have reverse engineered the whole deal. And we are now in the position the globalists are in, but we don't want to carry out the evil. We now sit in a vantage point they sit in. The info war does. And I don't think I'm even worthy to be able to bring in this info, but no one else was able to reverse engineer it and create a platform to reach people. By the grace of God, we're here poised, able to do that and be able to communicate with you right now. But your food and your water that your children are eating has been weaponized. You are being killed. I mean, look at the statistics. Look at the numbers. The troops are being decommissioned with the suicides. It's designed that way. They know the drugs kill them. They're being decommissioned with the DU, just like you decommission a cannon by spiking it, letting the barrel. We are nothing but animals to the globalists. We are nothing but pure trash, filth, chattel. We are absolute garbage. And it's a real shame that the worst of our society has gotten in control, who don't just not mind killing us, they enjoy it with relish. They love burning cities and children dying of deformities from DU. They loved 14-fold increases in deformities in the troops' children. This is their art. This is their literature. This is their love letter to the devil. You got to work on the dark side, like Dick Cheney said. Well, I've seen the dark side, and it isn't a cheerleader dressed up in a devil outfit, like you see on the back of people's cars. The devil, good-looking woman, voluptuous woman, wild eyes. Lust. No. God gave us life and gave us sex and gave us all the pleasures. The devil delivers destruction. The parable of the genie. You ask for the ton of gold. You better say, I want a ton of gold placed in front of me. 10 feet. Your first wish is that you can do no harm to me or not have someone else do harm to me. When you're doing a contract with evil, ladies and gentlemen, you never get out of it except through Christ. There's no winning. There's no outracing the devil. All of you that are going to serve this system will be destroyed. And all that you've done to the little children will come back on you many times fold. And I'm here to tell you, there is a heaven and there is a hell. And you will pay. You know what hell is? It's spiritually being cast into a dimension with people like you. I use the analogy of Superman 2, where they put him into that plate of glass, that dimension, fire him off into space together. That's what hell is. Hell is real. But let me tell you the law of the universe. Even if you don't believe in heaven and hell, and all you believe in is the pain and the screams and the innocence that's music to your filthy ears, you need to understand something right now. You will be destroyed in this life. All the pain you bring to the innocence will be delivered to you many times over. Remember that and know it well. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air, Frank.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Called in several weeks ago, and apologize. I was a little out of it when I called. Colonel Six, about Colonel Six's death, I had picked that up on kind of a garbled transmission off a shortwave one night.
And yeah, we talked about it, and I don't even really know the full story. But what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, the details were didn't really quite make sense to me, but apparently it was confirmed that he had died. But I wanted to make another suggestion. I had told you some years back, and I had asked you about it recently, about the movie Shooter. And you stated that you had really appreciated that movie, and you thought it was the best movie of its kind, and I totally agree with that.
Yeah, but now it isn't. Now, this born film is incredible. Because you know what? It's not just an element of the government that's doing this evil. It's the government. In all these movies, oh, it's a small group doing the evil. No, it's the whole government's involved. They're criminals at the top. They're using the soldiers like machines. And they're killing people. And they're injecting viruses into them that reprogram their brain, which is what they really do. I mean, this film is highly classified. It took me a decade to reverse engineer what they're doing, and this film is real. That film is a fictional account of real stuff they're doing. I was blown away. Go ahead.
Okay, well, a blast from the past. If you liked The Shooter, and I wasn't going to go and see the new Bourne movie, but I probably will now based on your recommendation. But there's a Cold War version of The Shooter, very similar type movie. It's with Gene Hackman and Tommy Lee Jones from 1989. It's called The Package. And it also goes into meticulous detail about how they set this Army sergeant up. They take him out of his regular unit, reassign him, you know, pump him up, tell him he's special, he's going to be part of, you know, this big training drill and whatnot. He's going to go undercover, and Tommy Lee Jones plays the part of the real assassin who takes over his identity, and they leave his body, you know, they're going to leave his body at the scene of the crime.
I got to see it, absolutely. Again, and these films are exactly how they do it. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
I'm not the kind.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fairer. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death of defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We are here live. Back 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I might fall from a tall building.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get into military suicides and how it ties into mind control at the bottom of the next hour, because I want to just start going through your calls, 800-259-9231. We don't screen your calls, so it's always all over the map. Never know what you're going to hear next. And, yeah, I got about 15 stacks of giant news here we'll be going over as well. Slave bracelets for the children that monitor them medically and monitor their minds when they're in school. You think the government's out of control? You ain't seen nothing yet. TSA now hitting the streets at campaign events. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. I was at Wickenburg here this morning, working out of Wickenburg, which for people that don't know where Wickenburg is, it's between Phoenix and Las Vegas. It's on your way to Las Vegas or vice versa. Anyway, they have a little, off the 93 highway, they have a little convenience store where it has a jack-in-the-box inside of it. And I walked in there to, you know, get some breakfast this morning, and I see, I thought it was a cop, but as I got, you know, closer view of him, it was a TSA guy. It said transportation security. And, you know, everything else looked just like a cop, dark blue outfit. And he was ordering a big breakfast for everybody on the bus, which I didn't see when I pulled in. It was on the side when I was leaving. I got to see that, but it was completely black, and it was from Nashville. But he said they were coming from Phoenix and they're heading towards Las Vegas. I did talk to him for a second. I didn't confront him about anything. I was just more before I thought he was a cop at first. So I was just saying, "You guys staying busy?" He goes, "Oh yeah, there's plenty of bad guys out there." And but. When I, like I said, I realized...
Yeah, authoritarian governments always want to create their own police force that can put criminals and people in. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, they all did it. And now they're everywhere, and they're going to pull you. I mean, you think you're not going to fly and not have convicted pedos grab your children? Listen, they're coming to the highways, and they're going to have police standing by to machine gun you with armored checkpoints. They're going to take your wife to a rape room. It's freedom. Al-Qaeda may be hiding in there. I mean, it's just sick. It's total sickness. I would have loved to, man, I tell you what, I've just had enough. Had enough of this filthy, murdering, foreign occupational government. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he did say one thing to me, like I said, when I thought I was talking to a cop first, when he did say that, he goes, it's job security. So it seems like they're just getting people that are, like you said, you know, they're just picking anybody up that will do this job that's hurt for a job right now and trying to make ends meet and, you know.
Yeah, no, they implode the economy, and then all you get is government jobs. But the more cops they hire, none of them can do actual real police work because they're out writing tickets because they tell them that funds their job when it all goes offshore to megabanks. We are conquered by foreign banks. They publicly brag. They put cancer viruses in our shots, you idiot TSA people. And then they get to write articles about how I'm an extremist because I'm mad about it when Harvard admits the fluoride's killing us. They're putting bug poison in the stinking water supply. I appreciate your call, sir. We're going to go break and come back and take calls. I'm going to try to not get angry here. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm looking at these photos and stuff of TSA at Paul Ryan events out on the street in front of it searching people. Just keep your hands off of me. Your bosses staged the underwear bombing and got caught doing it, for heaven's sakes. It came out on C-SPAN. The government is run by foreign murdering, child kidnapping, narcotics trafficking killers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake, and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.